Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M3.
Start sequences are up and running as the lowest ranked M1 on the cam, Sydney Sussex, get off to a great start. It looks like they're moving in on Queen's M2. They're within a length now, so they've fought back about 6 feet already. So that's as they go off towards the first post. Further back, we have LMBC, who are chased by Peterhouse, who got off to another great start. They're already on one whistle as they're about a length behind. Following them, we have St. Cats, who stayed roughly on station with Peterhouse. Robinson again on station for these lower crews as we rifle through. Churchill still on station. Tit Hall coming up against Churchill within a length. Very impressive start here as they're starting to settle into us. Just two or three pips higher their rhythm than Churchill and allowing them to gain a bit of a distance on Robinson. Further back, we've got a bunch of crews coming through. There's a very close call. I think it's Selwyn. As they come towards, yes, Selwyn are being chased very hard by Fitz M2, who are putting in a big push, but Fitz themselves being pushed hard by MS3. We'll go to Rahul. What do you see?
Thank you very much, Shem. I've got Queen's M2 chasing down. They're just coming out of the gut. Sydney Sussex, as you say, powering through. It looks like Queen's might have been able to hold off an initial surge from them.
Yeah, Rahul,
it looks like
Shem.
They might have about 11. Oh, no, that's about three quarters. Back to Shem.
Yeah, so Queen's are in a royal old battle with Emma. They're just a length and a slither behind. They've been moving in closely, but now Emma is starting to pull away a little more. And further back, we have first and third, who have just been just imminently about to beat Darwin. Darwin have got huge overlap. They've just been Rahul. They really had to do that because the Bowman and second seat pretty much were right next to the cock. They could have reached out and patted them on the head. That was so close there. Darwin absolutely motoring.
To Rahul.
And down, Rahul, we go to you.
Thank you very much, Shem. That Sydney Sussex boat is really pushing. Emma have got away from them, right behind them, though. It's LMBC who are trying to fend off a strong challenge from Peterhouse M2. They've got probably about half a length in there. They've got a long distance behind them to catch them. Water. So it's really that chase that we're going to be looking at as it goes down Plough Ridge. LMBC looks like with every paddle, they're really struggling here. Peterhouse, the whistles are still going down there. It looks like they're edging ever closer down the Plough Ridge. As we go even further down, nothing really has bumped. No one's pulled in, but it looks like there's a lot of crews. There's a really wide line at the top from Queens. So either they're trying to clear right round Ditton, or they've just got a bad line trying to avoid someone. As we come zipping back down the course, looking from Grassy into the gut, we've got more. They get a big cheer from their supporters on the side here. We've got Selwyn in behind them. They're three lengths behind. They're not going to catch. Behind them is where you might have some action. But once again, it looks like that initial challenge has been survived by Selwyn because Fitz are probably about on station with them. I'm just going to keep it here because behind that, we've got Emmanuel and then Queens who have probably got that to about half a length. You hear, as I just put again, it's that Fitz boat that they really want to get this bump on Selwyn. But it looks like they're still probably a length in it. It's this Queen's boat. They're going to get whistled soon. They're getting near that half length. Daisy, what have you got at the top?
So in front of me, I have Peterhouse M2, who have literally just bumped Lady Margaret in three in front of me. The cocks have just conceded, and they're pulling to the side to make room for some Cats M2. So just to repeat, that was Peterhouse M2 bumping Lady Margaret M3. Just an update on the top crews of the division. As they rode down Long Reach, I could see Queen's M2 had about a length on Sydney Sussex M1, so no sign of bumping that soon. The Cats M2 have just gone past, and now we've got Robinson M2, but I'd say there's about two lengths between them, so doesn't look like there's going to be a bump. Rahul, any more action at Grassy?
I don't think so, but we'll see if Shem has some news on the boat to the bottom of this division.
Yeah, so I can confirm that Jesus M3 managed to bump Girton very early. In fact, before the Newnham Bridge, again, another very rapid bump. They've just rode past getting themselves into position. And if we have a slot, I can go to an interview with the Darwin M2 stroke if you want.
Brilliant. It'll be fantastic if you could get that. As you say, Darwin getting a successful bump on first.
Yeah, so Rahul, I can
M3.
Do it now.
Yep, Shem, go for it.
Yeah, so I'm joined here with the stroke for Darwin M2, Patrick, who have just managed to bump first and third just metres into the race. They really didn't even manage to settle into their rhythm so fast with the bump. What would you put your success down to?
And so
what's your strategy heading into the
bump? Do you think we'll be able to get any bumps quicker?
So there you have it from one of the hottest crews on the river, Darwin M2, catching the crew yesterday before the railway bridge. Back to you, Rahul.
Thank you very much. Going to throw it up to you, Daisy, on Ditton. Daisy, any more news?
Yeah, so I can actually see Queen's M3 pulling over. Looks like they've bumped Emma M3. The crew's at the top of the division. I can still see them rowing down Long Reach. It looks like rowovers there. I've seen no sign of Trinity Hall and Churchill. So there's been a bump there. So just to repeat, that looks like Queen's M3 bumping Emma and Pitt Hall M2 bumping Churchill M2 and rowovers for the top two boats of the division as far as I can see. Rahul.
Brilliant, thank you very, very much, Daisy, which means as I get Churchill now just going for a row home pop there with a little camera attached to the cap, it looks like this division is pretty much wrapped up, maybe a few things running down the Long Reach, but it looked like there were gaps opening up, it looks like initial surges were fought off, so we might be ready to call this division in terms of row overs. Having said that, might as well do it. So at the top of this division, we think Queen's M2 managed to survive Sydney Sussex M1 challenge all the way down the reach. Emma M2 in behind them, we also think rode over. Peterhouse M2, they're going to be on four blades, having bumped LMBC M3. Kat and Robinson, as Daisy said, looked like there wasn't going to be much developing at all. Trinity Hall and Churchill did bump. Seeing that Churchill boat just row past me, they bumped very early, and Churchill were bumped there. Got the fat crew now just going past again. Another struggle for fat today, another struggle for that M3 boat. They were really looking to bump today, and it will be disappointing for them to have suffered another bump there. So we think that then Magdalen M2 rode over. Selwyn M2 looked like they were struggling with fit, but all that having been said, nothing was caught before Ditton, and it looked like they were still rowing down the long route. So we'll give those. Queen's M3 did bump Emmanuel M3, so they exacted revenge for yesterday's bump. Looks like those two are going to tussle it out for the rest of the week. Darwin M2 bumped first, third M3, as I just said. And Jesus M3 bumping into the division proper, chasing down Girton M2, who are going to be on for their spoons going into tomorrow. Sets it up for a lovely day of racing. A lot of movement at the bottom of that division. It's all really about whether the top of this division can really sort themselves out, and whether Queens later on can move up into M2 proper.